treat for me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I'm going to drive up the coast of Maine tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See if I can find Bert. See if I can catch a ride on the Bangor Packet, actually. Could you drop this, the monitor level on the guitar down a little bit, please? I appreciate all the help. Let's see. Oh, let me sing one from this new album with my brothers, Chris and Lauren. Thank you. Okay. Oh, it's not an album. I forgot. I've been looking at the albums. What they call albums? It's old Chinese paintings. Album leaves. It's fascinating stuff. Do you ever go to the museum here, the Museum of Fine Arts? They got one of the best Chinese painting collections in the country. And they're real shy about bringing them all out. So that means they change them a lot, and you get to see some great Japanese paintings and Chinese paintings over there. Oh, yeah. So I think of this song as like a Chinese painting, actually. I do. I think of bluegrass as like Chinese music, in fact. I mean, in this, not like, well, it does sound a little Chinese, you know. Especially the tuning part, you know, the old. Didn't hear me say anything, did you? No. But like Bill Monroe's poetry is kind of like nature poetry, like Du Fu, 8th century Tang Dynasty Chinese poet. In fact, I'm going to have one of his. What? I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Straight to the point. Right. Bill, what? Now this is a nightmare. Now I'm really losing it. No, I'm sorry. I don't understand. I don't understand anything except there are Christmas decorations hanging in front of my eyes. And I'm decking the halls with balls of holly and I'm having a wonderful time here in old Somerville. But you see, the Chinese nature landscape paintings and some of the old poetry from like the 6th and 7th centuries are very much like Bill Monroe's vision of the land when he was into his a period when all his songs had like things about the land in it. So on my new bluegrass album, we're going to have one of Du Fu's poems as a song called When the Wild Geese Fly Again. So, just thought you'd like to know. And then this song, too, is like Rowan Tang Dynasty style.